Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
But there are rising concerns, firstly this evening, that one dose of the AstraZeneca vaccination will give only a limited protection against the so-called Indian variant, which is being found in increasing numbers here in Ireland. In the Dáil this afternoon, the Labour leader, Alan Kelly, was asked about reducing the gap between AstraZeneca doses for people in their 60s as a matter of urgency. That's the question he brought forward. Fergal Keane joins me now. And Fergal, there are studies in the UK which have raised concerns about the effectiveness of the single dose.
Yeah, this is, came as quite a surprise. A study published just before the weekend by Public Health England into the effectiveness of the Pfizer and the AstraZeneca first doses against specifically the Indian variant. Now, we know there when you have two doses, they're very effective. But during the leaders' questions in the Dáil today, the Labour leader, Alan Kelly, said that he and many other politicians had been approached by several constituents, or by many constituents who were in their 60s over the last while, who were very concerned about how protected they might be against the Indian variant with just one dose. And here is Alan Kelly speaking this afternoon.
NPHET has said it is genuinely concerned about the number of cases, and people are worried about this variant, especially those, and this is a particular concern that has been raised with me by many people over the last week or two, particularly those who are due to get their second dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine, namely those in the 60 to 70 age cohort. I'm sure it's been raised with you, and I'm sure it's come up at government. The latest UK research data for this variant shows that two doses of AstraZeneca provide just under 60% protection, and for Pfizer it's 87.9%. What is really worrying, though, is that the first dose of AstraZeneca only provides 30% protection, according to this very, very credible UK study. And those who have received the AstraZeneca vaccine must wait at least 12 weeks to get their second dose. That's 3 months, Minister. Myself and my colleague Brendan Howland have raised this issue several times with the Minister for Health. It's a cause of serious concern to an age group that potentially could be the next most vulnerable, which is the 60 to 70 age group. This means that of all the cohorts vaccinated, those in the 60 to 70 year old bracket will have the lowest level of protection, the longest waiting time for a follow-up dose, and be at the greatest risk of ending up in hospital.
Now, that is a concern, as Alan Kelly put it there. The most vulnerable cohort could have the least protection, he says.
And these are people who have got the vaccine over the last 4 or 5 weeks or so, and they will not then be due to get the next dose until maybe early August. But Eamon Ryan was taking leaders' questions today as the Taoiseach is in Brussels, and he said that as of yesterday, there were 128 cases of the Indian variant found in Ireland. Now, we do know that in the UK, the gap between the vaccine doses has been reduced from 12 weeks to 8 weeks for the over 50s and the medically vulnerable. And over the weekend, the HSE said that the interval between doses of AstraZeneca would be reduced here from what was going to be 16 weeks to 12 weeks, meaning that people not getting it at the early in August, they might get it early in July. But here is Eamon Ryan responding to these concerns.
But that Public Health England study does give some reassurance about protection, particularly after, as you say, after two doses. And I suppose the key protection, when you look at the percentages, I understand this, the real key figures we need to look for is what is the level of hospitalisation. Not that we would underestimate the fact of someone who is symptomatic but not have to go to hospital, but that is the key measure we have to protect against. When it comes to what I understand your suggestion is, what, that we alter again the vaccine rollout program for that particular age category between 60 in their 60s, we will have to defer to the public health advice, our vaccine rollout group, in terms of how we do that. I'll be honest and say I'd be slightly concerned that we minimise the level of changes unless there's a very clear public health argument in favour of it, because the vaccination programme really is working now, but one of the real difficulties they've had is constant changes in the rollout programme. That makes it difficult for them, particularly with regard to the AstraZeneca vaccine, because we know that is the one that's been most variable in terms of delivery. So I will present the argument to the relevant experts, but can't commit to taking up the advice.
And that is Minister Eamon Ryan Fergal. So he's not committing, basically, the government in terms of the reduction of the interval.
No, what he is saying there this afternoon is that this is working very well, the way we're going forward at the moment, and that they're reluctant to change it, particularly because they can't guarantee the absolute delivery of the AstraZeneca vaccine when they say it was going to come along. Now, as of Sunday, the HSE said that they would be rescheduling the doses for people who were told 16 weeks down to 12 weeks. That's going to come along, but again, they wouldn't commit to reducing it down like they have done in the UK to 8 weeks, which my understanding is almost the minimum time.
Okay, very good. Fergal Keane, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, joining us to give us some thoughts on what the Labour leader, Alan Kelly, has raised in the Dáil there, as Fergal is describing, is Dr. Elizabeth Brint, who's an immunologist in UCC. Dr. Brint, you're very welcome to the programme. You heard Minister Eamon Ryan in response to Alan Kelly. He's saying unless there's a very clear public health argument, he's not, despite the fact that he'll bring the argument forward, he's not for changing, or he doesn't want to commit to changing at this stage the vaccination programme. So what do you think should happen? Should NIA consider decreasing the interval between the first and second doses?
Yeah, it's interesting to hear Eamon Ryan saying that, isn't it? Because everybody has to realise that we're moving with the data and we're moving with the constant changes. So yes, our vaccination programme is working really well at the moment, and that's great. But we do have to be aware of the Indian variant and the rising cases and the extra transmissibility with that. And so our vaccination programme has shown the ability to change as needed. So I think if a change is required, they'll be well able to implement it and will do so.
I suppose the difficulty, though, is that it's such... we've had difficulty with moving targets before in terms of supply of vaccines into the country and then the changes to who should be vaccinated first. So this is all a moving target, continuously moving in a way. And we're looking at what they're doing in the UK, and they're reducing the gap between doses there for the over 50s in the UK because specifically of how effective it may be after the first dose against the Indian variant. Should we just follow suit then?
Well, so firstly, it's always good to note that that Public Health England study showed just how effective our vaccines are against the Indian variant after two doses. So that's really good news, right? So that's great. Our vaccines are still working, and that's really important. The reduction in efficacy that was noted after the first dose with the Indian variant, with the report showing that it was down to 33% effective, is somewhat concerning. And on the basis of that, the UK have changed their administration policy. You have to remember why it was 12 weeks to begin with. So it was a 12-week gap, or in our case, a 16-week gap, because the data that we had showed that was the most effective gap to leave. Mm-hmm. So we talk about priming the immune response. So you give a bit of the vaccine, and that shows that allows your immune response to develop a bit of a response. And then when you give the boost, then that really turns on your immune response. So the data we had for the AstraZeneca was that is best at 12 to 16 weeks, which is why we were doing that. Now, if our first dose is less effective, it may well have to be reviewed, and so, maybe an 8-week gap would be better.
It's almost like a checkmate situation, isn't it, Elizabeth? Because you stretch the gap because it's generally more effective against coronavirus. But with this new Indian variant, it's better to shorten the gap. So where do you land then? Is 8 weeks the happy medium?
I guess we don't know, right? So we don't have enough data at the moment. I mean, even that Public Health England study that was published during the week, that was only on 1,000 cases. So we don't really like those numbers. We like bigger numbers and bigger amounts of data. So it's a bit hard to know exactly where we are with it at the moment. It's interesting that the UK have responded to this change so quickly and have reduced their gap. Another possibility is to follow the new science showing that we can mix and match vaccines. So there was a really, really interesting report just this week from the Spanish government, where they have taken people who had had one dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine mm-hmm. and given them a second dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine after 8 weeks. And that's showing really good efficacy.
How concerned should we be, I wonder, about the level of Indian variant we have in this country at the moment?
So it's increasing, if we know that. I mean, the modelling on the Indian variant that was posted at when it was first identified, and the extra transmissibility was also associated with it, was that it will become our dominant strain within a reasonably short time frame of time. We're slowing that down quite effectively by our limitations on travel and our limitations also the way people are still adhering to the public health advice of, you know, maintaining social distancing and hand hygiene and everything that we now know will help slow down the spread of it.
Okay, well, look, we'll soon see what they decide. But Eamon Ryan, bringing that argument forward to the relevant authorities, Niamh. But for the moment, Dr. Elizabeth Brent, immunologist in UCC, thank you very much indeed.